Concours Equicom 2013, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 28. Farming, no longer a family business. It may sound like a line from The Godfather, but some agricultural specialists advise that farming isn't personal, it's business. And family farms need to think and act more like a business to survive in a competitive world, says Bernie Irvin, professor in the Department of Agricultural Economics at Ohio State University. Irvin spoke to farmers at the Growing Michigan Agriculture Conference about how to improve their practices to recruit, hire, and keep the best employees by using modern methods, like social media. But the message may be a tough sell. Family farms are an iconic American institution, and they make up nearly 96% of farms in America, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And it's hard for some folks to hear that the best hire might not be your sister's kid who needs a summer job. If you hire a family member who isn't qualified, who doesn't fit the position, and maybe doesn't even want the position, then it's unlikely the person would succeed. Thus, it's not helping the business and not helping the family. If family farms don't approach hiring in a professional way, there are some uncertainties for both the farm and its employees, Irvin says. According to the 2007 USDA Census of Agriculture, U.S. farms spend a total of $21.9 billion per year employing 2.6 million hired workers. Streamlining and standardizing hiring processes on family farms could have a significant economic impact. New outside hiring practices could even help farm families alleviate the expectations of both parents and children. This argument that you owe it to your children to have a place for them in the farm business, I have trouble with that, because the other side of the coin is that your children owe it to you to stay home, even if they don't want to, Irvin says. Additionally, a diverse labor force can help boost the farm's main goal, efficient food production. For example, dairy workers who have experience working with different cattle breeds may bring fresh perspectives and new techniques. But pushing the family out of the family farms can have disadvantages, too, says Jennifer Fahey, communications director at FarmAid. The family farm is a place where kids grow up and learn responsibility and skills. They're also learning values and traditions, she says. The American farming workforce is aging and in desperate need of young farmers to carry on their tradition. A major factor in young people being interested in becoming farmers is the exposure they receive on their family's farm, she says. That process of farmers passing down their life's work and tradition to the next generations is so important to the fabric of our food production system and culture. Farm managers might be able to find the most qualified employees outside of the family, but Fahey says that family tradition is also an important consideration. There's something beyond experience and skills at work when a family farmer can involve the next generation, she says.